Hello, and welcome to Analyze These, the self-help podcast that just cannot help itself. I am one of two Hannahs, Hannah Hart, and today I will not be doing that voice this whole time. But yes, this is Analyze This, and today I'm going to be talking with you guys about something I've been asking myself, something you've been asking me. And a recent item, a news item, and otherwise, a recent thing, a recent piece of history that I learned that I want to share with you. So, enjoy. So, there are a couple things I want to share with you guys today. And the first starts like this. Man, I just get so tired of being a crazy person sometimes, you guys. I just really do. For instance, I've had this episode in my head for a couple days now, and I try and prime to get ready to record. And so this morning I was like, yes, I'm ready. I communicated to Ella. I was like, hey, I'm writing in my head. So ask anything of me, because that's the beautiful gift that my loving wife has given me. And then I get in the studio and I'm like, okay, setting up the microphone. I'm like, yes, we're doing it. I've got an amazing yoga live stream we're recording later today. It's like, oh my God, the world is my oyster. I'm on top. I'm on track. I'm focused. I can finally record this episode that I've been thinking about. I have control over my own mind. What is that sound? Guys, in case you couldn't tell, that was my incredible acting reflecting my train of thought. And then I'm sitting here at the desk and I'm recording and I just, test my levels, make sure the audio is okay. And in the background, there's this freaking sound and it's the refrigerator cycling. And the refrigerator in the studio garage experience where I do my work, it cycles. It does it sometimes. And eventually it's going to go like make that weird purring mechanical sound and the cycle will be over. And the cycle lasts like, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. It's not that big a deal. And I was like, well, I don't want to wait. I'm primed. Ugh, God, please let me go. Let me do it. Just, Hannah, there is no such thing as a refrigerator. I put in my noise canceling earplugs and then I'm like, well, then I can't hear the audio I'm recording. And then I'm like, okay. I'll just really briefly set up a couple soundboards. I have all this soundproofing material. I'll just encase myself so I don't have to hear it as much. And I start to do that. And I'm like, oh my God, it is just so dusty over here right now. And then I'm like, stop. Oh God. So I walked over to the desk and I started recording. And I'm currently ignoring the thing and I'm doing a great job of it. So, I just wanted to share that with you guys so that I could move on and talk about the thing I had planned on talking about, as opposed to the thing that became the overwhelming center of my focus. But this is vaguely related to that, you know? So I feel like I'm entering into, in fact, my third adult puberty. I too fall prey to feelings of insecurity. Yes, I know. Me, Hannah Hart, God amongst men. I too fall prey to the pithy, to the ideas that were given to us. You know, look, I grew up in the era of the midriff, man, where waif culture was big, you know, and it's like, if you can't have your stomach being peeking out of your clothes, that means you're not cute. You know, like that's like literally one of my favorite characters on a show named Reboot was this person who was like so badass and both they were like two badass people and both of them just had their like rippling six pack, just like always slightly, you know, visible, more than slightly. Anyway, this is all to say, you know, I've been feeling insecure about my body and in preparation of the holidays coming, which is, of course, an emotionally trying time. I've realized that I have been not only kind of dropping the ball on feeling connected to my physical form, but also I haven't exercised since the wedding, and exercise is something that's pretty crucial to maintaining my connectivity I'm not saying like, you know, going and like getting shredded and being ripped. I mean, I do really like it. I love having muscles. I love it. I love being like, look how strong I am. I'm so strong. I'm so strong. But no, I'm not quite there. I'm not quite into building muscles yet. I would like to, however, you know, make sure I'm doing something physical every day. Yeah, because it's good for your mental health. And it was hard because then after the wedding, you know, we had put so much attention on getting wedding ready. It's just like, well, what's the point? I'm married now. Who cares? I'm a lump, you know, but I can't be a lump because being a lump doesn't feel good, you know? And then if Hannah Gelb was here, she'd be like, it's okay to be a lump. Why not? What's wrong with being a lump? And then I would say, no, that's very true, Hannah, but I'm saying it doesn't make me feel good. I don't want to be a lump. And she would say, oh, right. Of course, of course. Anyway, I love you, Gelby. I hope you're listening. In case you guys want more quality time with Hannah Gelb, 2 weeks ago we released an episode called The Conference of Hannah's, where Hannah Gelb had a conference of all of her internal voices. I mean, talk about Gelby on Gelby. Talk about Gelby Unchained. Gelby Unleashed. That's a great episode you can listen to. But no, today's about me. So I'm getting back in the biz, you know. I recently did an acting gig, which I, you know, I'm very, very happy about. And I didn't watch the episode because seeing myself on camera, as a person who has spent the majority of their adult career editing images of themselves, it kind of reinforces that negativity, you know. And when I first encountered this, being like, God, look at your stupid face. You're so ugly. I just started losing weight, you know, back in the day. And I was also having like some gastrointestinal problems that made it hard for me to keep weight on. Anyway, so I was losing a lot of weight and I was really pokey, you know, but damn, I look great on camera. I'll tell you what. I mean, I looked the standard. I did not hate the way I looked. I just hated myself, I guess. I just hated the way I was living. But I didn't hate the way I looked. But anyway, see, this is my version of a conference of Hannah's. It's just one big Hannah here being like, rah, 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 rah. So anyway, I'm getting back in the biz, you know, shaking off the dust and getting ready to be comfortable seeing myself on camera again. And I feel already this urge to, you know, straight up just like be skinnier. You know, and it's kind of sucky because I can't tell like where it's coming from because I can't tell where it's coming from. It's like, oh, I should look different if I'm going to be on camera. But like, I feel really good like in my life, like the way I'm trying to reconnect to it. I feel like I'm really making like some good solid progress and all these little ghosts, all these little passengers are coming up as I'm tiptoeing back towards the path that I had once created, but hoping to walk it with less, like, danger, I guess, in my heart. so anyway, getting back into the biz, you know, and Becca Bott and I went and we had a meeting. It was great, but I wanted to get dressed cute, you know. So I go in the closet, grab a pair of black jeans. When in doubt, slap on some black jeans, motherfucker. Just wear some slack jeans. Jack Black jeans. Hey, just in case you guys think I said the F word, I actually said fugga. So maybe it's not explicit. I haven't been trying to do that. I just felt insecure about swearing. Wow, somebody just woke up. Who just woke up? Me. This is Hannah Unchained. Unleashed. Okay, so, you know, I'm like, I'm going to grab a pair of black jeans. Grab a pair of black jeans. Put them on. They can barely... I mean, they did not fit. They were, I would say, about two or three sizes too small. They did not fit at all. And in fact, I felt like the circulation to my calves was being cut off. And I was like, whew, ha ha, some weird feelings of insecurity are coming up. Oh, well, time to take these pants off before I descend into madness. So I took them off, grabbed another pair of black jeans, you know, but I put them, you know, I took them off, put them back in the closet, grabbed another pair of black jeans. Second pair, same thing, man, didn't fit. Looked at it, size two. I was like, size two? Who in this house was ever a size two? It was me, depending on the company and the brand. I was like, oh, okay, that doesn't fit. Oh God, okay, gonna put this back in the closet, grabbing a a third and final pair of jeans that I know is going to be snug and tight, but will fit. Showing off my cute, cute butt. Boom. Put them on. Thank God. They fit. And then I did something I haven't done before, which is I took the two pairs of jeans that do not fit out of my closet. I took them out of my closet so that the next time I go to grab a pair of black jeans, an action I take to feel confident and comfortable, to be ready, you know, without spending too much time thinking about what to wear. It's like, boom, I can wear something with black jeans. It's great. Easy breezy. Easy breezy. And you might be wondering, well, why not blue jeans, Hannah? Well, if you're wondering that, oh my God, you want to talk about shades of blue? You really wanted to? Did you hear the colors episode? There's so much to unpack there. Anyway, I took the two pairs of black pants that had been saved in my closet that I just kept saving because I was like, well, one day I'll fit into these pants again. As if that was my goal, was to fit into these pants that made me feel like comfortable, to fit into these pants again. And I just don't think it serves us. I just don't think it serves anybody to have an item of clothing in their closet that is for somebody else, you know? Like, I've heard about people, like, you see these weight loss commercials or whatever that are like, and then I finally was able to put on the jeans I wanted to get back into. And I'm like, I think that's not the path. Because wearing clothes that make you feel good and comfortable and confident is going to help you love yourself more. And ultimately, like, that's, I mean, in my opinion, probably a source of this insecurity and discomfort surrounding clothing items. So I got rid of the jeans that don't fit. I put them in the donation bin because we have a constant flow of objects coming in and out of this house. That's the sum of it for me, I guess, in the thing that was on my mind this morning that I wanted to tell you, is that you don't have to wear clothes that don't fit, you know? And you don't have to save yourself for the day that you'll fit into those clothes, because this is the day you are living, and that day is not a guarantee and not a goal, you know? Like, this is the day you're living. And I understand if it's like a really expensive item or something, and maybe you're like, no, Hannah, you're totally off. For me, this really, really works as a source of motivation. I've used the strategy for years. Awesome. It doesn't work for me. And I'm going through and I am getting rid or repurposing all the clothing items that don't feel true to who I am. Any shirt that's too tight, any pair of pants that are too pinching, or any pair of pants that I feel like is cutting off circulation to my calves, anything that makes me, any clothing that doesn't belong to the person I am today, you know, because that's whose company I'm in. I'm in the good company of the person I am today, and I love myself, and I want to have a closet of clothing that I feel comfortable in and that reflects me, and not some idea of me that I feel compelled to perpetuate, you know? So yeah, that's the haps. And it feels really good, this kind of like getting in touch with your body and getting in touch with yourself and your self-awareness. Because a lot of stuff around clothing, like, you know, I'm very, very, very particular in the way I like to present, because there's this like super foggy fine line that I feel present in. And there's something, I don't know, there's probably something to unpack there, but not today, and certainly not here on this podcast. That being said, thank you for listening to something that's been on my mind. Now I'm going to read some questions that have been on your mind, and then I will tell you one new interesting fact that I learned, and I will do that right after this.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Okay, here I am talking to you yet again. So today I'm going to be taking a question from our Questions for Hannah channel in our Discord. If you haven't yet signed up to be a patron of Hanalyze This, all patrons have immediate access to the Heartopia Discord, which is thriving. I mean, oh my god, we have so many things. We have music, TV, reality TV, sports, books, general LGBTQIA, animal friends, memes, landing, astrology, vent. It's a great community. We have a really great Discord going, so if you haven't yet, sign up. This question comes from the Questions for Hannah channel in Discord, and the question comes from AF Kaylee. AF Kaylee asks, how do you keep your energy levels so high? I have a lot of chronic illnesses, a lot of chronic illness, and would love for any tips to try and have more personal energy. Yes. Okay. So basically, Kaylee, great question. The question is about how do I keep my energy levels so high? And, you know, they're not high, my friend. They are not high. I am tired all the time. But god damn it, I want to live my life so bad. So first, it's accepting that I feel tired. You know? And I don't know your chronic illness or condition or anything like that, so this is not medical advice. I am not a medical professional. However, I am a Hannah, and I can share with you what's up for me. But yeah, I'm tired a lot, you know? And so I accept and forgive my body for being tired. That's a big step. I accept and forgive my body for the way it feels and the fatigue it feels. Is what I try to do. And then from there, you know, I drink coffee. I drink a lot of water. I exercise. I try and stretch. Like that is a great way to guarantee like very mild exercise, standing up and down, doing squats, not going to the gym, not working out. I'm saying literally like I get up and I stretch my fingers and I stretch my toes and I touch them and I do like 10 squats and I try and get my blood pumping and I try and tell my body, hello, good morning, it's okay to be here. If you're ever in my physical company, you see that like I get up and down a lot because if I sit too long or if I'm in one position for too long, then the fatigue wins, you know? Chronic fatigue sucks. Both my sisters and I have it. My older sister has lupus, and she experiences chronic fatigue, and you know, hours manifests in like a 14-hour sleep kind of thing. I don't have that, cause I don't sleep. And then I take breaks and I set my expectations for myself. I try umbrella here. I try and set my expectations for myself to be more reasonable. You know, smaller windows of activity. Smaller, like, ideas of how the day is spent that fit me and suit me. You know, I think you guys have heard on this podcast a lot. Like, Ella would love to be social every day, every weekend, every day of every weekend. And I just literally don't have the energy for it, you know? And that's something that we've had to come to an understanding and about and a compromise that suits us both. So I guess that is, you know, I wish I could give you like the one pill solution, the answer, you know, like, oh, have you tried this energy drink? Or, oh, have you tried this medication or this, that? And like, yeah, sure, there's stuff out there. But like, you know, I think that consistently, you're going to be in the company of your body the rest of your life. And there are tools and resources out there that will help, I'm sure. And the only way that journey will start, the only way those things will become available to you, is you start, is if, for me at least, you start accepting and forgiving your body for the fatigue it feels and asking it for a little at a time and giving it the nourishment with healthy foods and drinking enough water and moving your joints around like Tai Chi, man, like literally whatever little thing you can do, is going to be so much. It's going to change the way you feel about your fatigue. You know, it is your companion. It is not a stalker in the night. It walks alongside you through your day. That's how I feel about it. So, great question, Kaylee. And we're close to wrapping up today's episode. So allow me to rapidly shift gears via this one more ad break.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Analysis listeners and loved ones, just a quick note on a couple things. One, if you haven't yet checked out twitch.tv/thisartdomind, you're missing out. It's great. We're having a good time over there. There's VODs. I'm gonna start putting stuff up on YouTube, but I'm gonna start a gaming channel. We're not there yet though. TLDR, you gotta check out twitch.tv/thisartdomind. It's really nice. It's just like a live Hannah experience. I recently have done a yoga stream on Friday. So if you check out Friday's stream, you'll see a yoga stream. I also cut Ella's hair live. So if you follow me on Twitch, if you subscribe on Twitch, you're going to get these notifications that say Hannah Hart is live right now. And if you're sitting at your little desk during your little workday and you click it, you can just put me on in the background, man. I'll be your buddy. I'll be your coworker. It's like having the Hannah Hart radio hour, you know? Who wouldn't want that? That's what it's like inside my head. That's a hellscape. Just kidding. Okay, so something I want to talk about, and it's just, you're not gonna guess where I'm going. You know, I like to go on Reddit. I know. It's I like to go on Reddit. It's like the one social media piece I have not cut off from myself. And I was recently on Reddit, and I saw this. Yeah, we're going to talk about race in America. Look up critical race theory in Alabama. Do your research from your trusted news sources. It ain't great, you know? Those that don't know their history are doomed to repeat it. And boy, oh boy, is that some very fucked up messaging about accountability and recovery is for us to say, what if we just didn't talk about unenslaved people? What if we just didn't talk about the Holocaust? It's not going to work. Anyway, so check out what's going on in Alabama right now regarding critical race theory. But there's this literacy test that I saw on Reddit that I just... it's from Louisiana. Here it is. It's from Louisiana. That I just thought was wild, man. You know? But basically, the state of Louisiana in the year of... dun, dun, dun. What year is this literally? 1964 has a 30 question literacy test that is literally 30 logic puzzles, okay? With increasing difficulty. But this is a literacy test they provided for Black voters. And it says, this test, the state of Louisiana literacy test given to Black voters. This test is to be given to anyone who cannot prove a fifth grade education. Do what you are told to do in each statement. Nothing more, nothing less. Be careful. One wrong answer denotes failure of the test. You have 10 minutes to complete this test. I know for a fact, so many people would fail this test. You guys got to check it out. It's the Louisiana Voter Literacy Test circa 1964. It is just wild. So when we talk about our history of voter suppression, remember it is within the last 60 years of our country's development. These are not old wounds. These are very real current wounds. These affect every member of our nation. And I just really invite you guys to check it out. Here's an example. Let's do this one. This is question five, or sentence five. Circle the first letter of the alphabet in this line. Circle the first letter of the alphabet in this line. Okay. Moving down, it says, draw a line from circle 2 to circle 5 that will pass through to circle 2 and above circle 4. These are fun. I like these things. But if you were given 10 minutes to answer 30 logic-based questions, not even logic, complicated, 30 riddles, okay? If you were given 10 minutes and the emotional weight is, if you fail this test, you will never be able to vote. Okay? This is our real active history, guys, and it's manifesting in different forms. So I just invite, I'm not sitting here telling you, I'm just trying to pique your awareness, fam. Just trying to pique your awareness, trying to do what I do and let you know that, like, it affects you. It affects everybody. So check out critical race theory, voter suppression. Find out what's happening in your community locally where you are, you know? And, if it all feels so big and so overwhelming, that's the best thing to do. Look at your state. And then if your state's too big and overwhelming, look at your county. If your county's too big and overwhelming, look at your city. And if your city's too big and overwhelming, look at your district. Okay? I promise there's a way to make this stuff, to make this small, bite-sized enough for you to be able to contribute towards the path of a better, towards a path of healing for all of us. So we can, man, I was waiting for some Star Trek level shit in my life, guys. I want to, can't we talk about, permaculture? Why don't we make solar roadways? Let's have fun. Let's have fun and just stop doing the same old shit of hating each other and suppressing and alienating. The reality is that we live in a nation with a major population of descendants of enslaved people. I feel... that sentence does not scare me. What scares me is when someone goes, no, we don't. Or, so? That scares me, guys. That scares me. Anyway, check it out. Remember, make it bite-size. Something is always more than nothing. I am Hannah Hart, talking to you through your ears. And if you want to spend more time with me, you can check me out across the internet at HARTO. If you want to support this beautiful podcast. Oh, by the way, I'm drinking out of one of our Hey My Buddy, Hello My Buddy mugs. Really cute coffee mugs that we have over on the Patreon, patreon.com/analyzethis. And that's pretty much it for me. We will see you guys every Sunday. From now on going forward, yes, new episodes released on Sunday. And I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful day, week, experience of life. Okay, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.